You're listening to SBS News.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten announced his policy at Monash University in Melbourne. He says his $1.75 billion plan will give 3- and 4-year-old children a guaranteed 15 hours per week of preschool or kindergarten. It will affect around 700,000 children. Mr. Shorten says Australians need to change the way they think of early childhood education.
It's so much more than childminding. And early childhood educators are not babysitters. Childcare is not just a participation incentive to help women to return to the workforce. It is how we guarantee our kids the best start in life. Childcare needs to be reimagined as early childhood education.
Mr. Shorten says science shows the more education children get before they go to school, the better they do when they actually start going to school. Megan O'Connell from Victoria University's Mitchell Institute says it even helps people get a job later in life and is a way of lifting national productivity. Mr. Shorten says implementing this policy would bring Australia into line with many other countries around the world.
90% of a child's brain develops by the age of 5. The experts know it, and the smartest countries in the world have already moved on this fact. The UK has had near universal preschool education for 3-year-olds since 2004, in New Zealand since 2007. It's the law from Norway to Ireland. It's been the norm in France for 30 years. In South Korea, 75% of 3-year-olds attend preschool programs. China is aiming for universal access by 2020. The number of Chinese 3-year-olds in preschool is greater than the entire population of Australia.
It's not just at the federal level that the Labor Party is proposing heavy investment in childcare and early childhood education. Alongside Mr. Shorten in Melbourne was Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, also of the Labor Party. Premier Andrews says his state will push ahead with a $5 billion plan for part-time kindergarten for 3-year-olds, regardless of whether federal Labor gets into office to go ahead with their plan or not. He says if he gets re-elected at November's state election, his government will provide universal kindergarten for 3-year-olds right across the state.
We are going to roll out progressively so that by 2022, every single 3-year-old across Victoria will have access to at least 5 hours of 3-year-old kinder each week. Some will have more because they're already offering some services, and then through the balance of the decade, we will roll it out so that every single 3-year-old, all 80,000 of them, will have access to 15 hours of 3-year-old kinder.
Mr. Andrews says if Labor wins the next federal election, due by next May at the latest, and implements its policy federally, then the money the Victorian government is allocating in this area could then be used in other areas. But that point, the money, is how Labor's political opponents are attacking Mr. Shorten's policy announcement. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his government is doing enough in the area of early childhood education and will continue to do so. Government Senator Zed Seselja says the $1.75 billion federal Labor is proposing to spend isn't enough to implement its policy for all 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds, even though Labor says the policy has been formally costed by independent Commonwealth authorities. Mr. Morrison claims it's just another example of why Labor will raise taxes if it wins the next election.
They actually don't seem to have funded anything for 3-year-olds at all. They can't decide whether the funding's over 2 years or 4 years. They haven't explained what the support of the states and territories are going to be for this, because my understanding is that sort of funding would have to be matched by the states and territories. So what we have is just another announcement from the Labor Party wanting to spend your money with higher taxes, with detail that's all over the place. And that's why at the end of the day, Labor will make lots and lots of promises between now and the next election. Every time you hear Bill Shorten saying he wants to spend more money, know that you're going to pay for it with higher taxes.
Labor says it will fund the policy by undoing tax concessions, including negative gearing and dividend imputation. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.